Red Sox could be better off with number 6, AL playoff seed than number 5. The Boston Red Sox could have a better playoff path as the number 6 seed than the number 5 seed, which would likely mean another wild card series against the Yankees in New York. If the playoffs started today, the Boston Red Sox, 78-65, would be the 5th seed in the American League. That's a problem. It would set them up for a repeat of last year, an American League wild card series matchup with the New York Yankees, with every game played in New York. As of Sunday morning, the Yankees, 81-61, had the second best record in the American League behind the Tampa Bay Rays, 85-57. And they're doing it without Aaron Judge, the future Hall of Fame outfielder they hope to get back before the end of the regular season. The rest of the American League is much weaker. Even as the third-place team in the AL East, the Red Sox have a better record than the Chicago White Sox, 74-68, and Houston Astros, 73-70, who lead the AL Central and West, respectively. Even the fourth-place Toronto Blue Jays, 72-71, remain in serious playoff contention, tied with the Cleveland Guardians, 72-71, for the final wildcard spot. The Texas Rangers, 70-73, another playoff contender, could still win the AL West, just as the Guardians could win the Central. That's how weak the league is this year. And when you look at the possible playoff matchups, the number 5 seed might be the worst place for the Red Sox to finish. We saw this exact matchup last year. The Red Sox went to New York with a weak lineup and little starting pitching depth and lost a winnable series after taking Game 1. Boston still has 19 games left, and the most important thing is securing a playoff spot, no matter what seed it gets. However, if we're being honest, the number 6 seed would be better than the number 5 seed. Winning the division would obviously trump both. The 6th seed plays the number 3 seed on the road in the wild card round. As things stand now, that would mean facing whichever division winner finishes with the worst record, Chicago or Houston, though neither team is a lock to win their division. Boston's final 4 series come against the Rangers, Rays, Guardians, and Chicago Cubs, a likely National League playoff team. The Red Sox will need to win games before worrying about any of this, but it's not inconceivable that they reach a point late in September with their playoff spot already secured. At that point, the front office should consider which scenarios give the Red Sox the best chance to advance while making sure their key players are rested for October. Young starters Peyton Toll and Jake Bennett are already at career highs in innings, and the Red Sox have started giving Sonny Gray extra rest between starts. Boston could use pitchers such as Jedickson Paez, Raymond Burgos, and upper minors starter Michael Sansone for spot starts in the final weeks, among others. Maybe it could even give Brayan Bello another chance in the rotation. The Red Sox did something similar last year, giving the final start of the regular season to Jose De Leon, who had an ERA above 5 but in Worcester. The bullpen could use some rest too. Guys like Wyatt Olds and Alec Gamboa could pitch in higher leverage situations to see what they can do while giving Aroldis Chapman and Garrett Whitlock a breather. Whitlock has already made 2 trips to the injured list this season. The same goes for the lineup. Boston could give its regular starters more days off while getting additional looks at its bench players. Mickey Gasper could get more at-bats against left-handed pitching. Andrew Monasterio, Eli White, and Jamai Jones could see more right-handers. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa could also get more playing time. One of those players will presumably lose his roster spot when Wilson Contreras returns anyway, and if resting important players costs the Red Sox a couple of games and they end up as the 6th seed instead of the number 5 seed, that would probably be a good thing. A small ball team like Boston would seemingly match up better against teams with below average defenses that struggle to control the running game, like Houston and Chicago, than against the best home run hitting team in the American League in a bandbox like Yankee Stadium. The likely top-seeded Rays also give up many stolen bases. That's who a number 6 seed would face if it wins the wild card round. Obviously, you can't throw games in Major League Baseball. That's against the rules. But once they've secured a spot in October, they also shouldn't wear down the players they need in the playoffs just to earn the privilege of going back to Yankee Stadium for a possible repeat of last season. They can do better than that.